Gossip Curl, the podcast about all things hair.
Welcome back to another episode of Gossip Curl, the podcast about all things hair. My name is Sadhana Teswai. I am your host. And today we will be talking about something that is really, really annoying to some of us. And for others, it's really, really normal. And I wonder in which category you fall. Welcome back, Ian Mayer Marsalek.
It's Hi. Me again.
Hi, it's you again.
Thank you.
We are talking about wash days. Okay, so not all wash days are created equal.
Correct.
Ian, before we get into it, I want to talk to you about how often do you wash your hair?
Okay, $1 million question. Mm-hmm. There are so many answers to that question. And if I'm being honest, in my heart of heart, I almost sometimes think it depends on the person or the brand or the part of the world that you live in.
Right. You specifically, how often do you wash your hair?
I would say safely every other day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes every third day.
Okay.
Do you want to know why?
Go shoot. Please tell me.
Because.
Why, Ian? Why or why?
I am a man of a certain age. I'm 45. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that my hair is starting to thin. And I know a lot of guys my age do. And that is a whole nother episode mm-hmm. in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But when you have, and I also have finer hair. I used to have a lot of hair and it's fine. Mm-hmm. Now it's just fine hair and not a lot of hair.
Same, babe. Same.
So I feel like I am not alone as a man in this category. And, you know, the whole conversation of like, you know, wash your hair every 3 days or whatever, like maybe that doesn't apply to me. So to answer your question, mm-hmm. I'm about every second or third day. Now, for the people who are listening, the men or the people or any person who has my explained hair texture,
right.
If you are feeling greasy or oily, wash your hair. Mm-hmm. However, and I know there's back and forth on this,
right.
I find that if I wash my hair every day,
yeah.
I get oilier quicker.
Oh, interesting.
Versus me holding off and shampooing every other or third day. Now, that's not saying that when I get in the shower, I don't touch my head.
Uh-huh.
I run it underwater. I massage my scalp. I pretend like I'm shampooing.
You just don't use shampoo.
Correct.
Right. So you do the whole like wetting your hair kind of thing. Because mm-hmm. this is something that I heard the other day just for the first time that people, because I would never do that.
Uh-huh.
I would never do that. Just randomly hop in the shower and wet my hair. Why would
you
I
have
do that?
Very different hair than
exactly.
I do.
Exactly. So is it like, what? It's like, what do you mean? You go and wet it without shampoo. What do you do?
So if I shampooed my hair yesterday, mm-hmm. but today I, you know, did 5 miles on the treadmill. Like obviously there's sweat and stuff. So I will get in the shower, you know, just wash all my bits and do my mm-hmm. face or whatever, and I, you know, we'll get under the water and I will do the motions of shampooing my hair because maybe that second day, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have oil. I just want to get rid of the sweat and like the salt that you produce when you sweat
right.
and not necessarily shampoo it.
Right.
And here's the whole reason why. The okay. whole reason behind
go,
why.
Go. Yeah.
I have a feeling, I have a sneaking suspicion that people with my hair type on the finer side, when they wash their hair, it feels limp and fine versus like second day hair or third day hair.
Second day hair being our favorite.
People love. Mm. So I don't shampoo my hair on the second day, but I sure do go through the motions of getting rid of the funk.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm just digging my hair mm-hmm. that second day mm-hmm. and I put a product in it that's maybe a drier kind of a wax, mm-hmm. I'll just rinse it on the third day and kind of rock out whatever left product wise, but then for sure I'm shampooing on the fourth day.
Okay, then you get one more day out mm-hmm. of it. Interesting. Okay, so is there a thing as washing your hair too often?
So there is a theory
okay.
that if you shampoo every day, mm-hmm. what you're telling the sebaceous glands, mm-hmm. which is what they're called, that's what produces the sebum, the oil in your scalp,
oil on your scalp yeah.
that I'm taking it away. So your scalp is like, well, I have to produce more. And that's the theory of this vicious cycle. whether that's true or not, we actually have a scientist who has a PhD in all things hair who mm-hmm. will exactly be able to explain whether that myth is true or false. However, I find that that happens to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't see a problem with shampooing every day if mm-hmm. you like it and mm-hmm. your hair is working for you mm-hmm. and there's no problems and whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very personal what works choice. For you.
Okay. But so it's really interesting because I thought you would wash your hair every day and mm-hmm. it wouldn't make a difference to it because you have short and fine hair. Mm-hmm. So I'd say, oh, his hair probably weighs down super quickly or, I don't know, becomes oily or greasy or whatever, things that I don't have a problem with. And I'm going to get into that sometime soon, later. But you're saying you're not doing that.
Correct.
It's interesting.
There's also everybody's, I love this topic and I love the question, mm-hmm. but I also kind of don't because, you know, okay, maybe there's guys out there, people out there who don't necessarily care so much about the scalp and like they just get their hair cut to keep themselves looking clean, right? Like right. it's not a focus of theirs at all.
Right.
Maybe they have a drier scalp that doesn't produce oil. And by shampooing every day, now I'm irritating that scalp and mm-hmm. causing more dryness or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it is very individual.
Okay. Because see, for me, because wash day is like such a big thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, and I'm going to like, let's do wash day. Cause uh-huh. it's like a whole, like it's a routine, right? It's not just, it's a day.
It's a thing.
Right? It's a thing. So I couldn't possibly see myself doing it every other day. And I imagine that people with, also I have longer hair, mm-hmm. so I could just at some point just put it up. Even if I have straight hair, straighten it, right? And it's going to look good a day, two, three, and then it starts, maybe. Just put it
well, I know you're the host, but how often do you wash your hair?
Once a week. Oh. I do wash it once a week. Also, I will throw in, if I have straight hair, I will maybe throw in a dry shampoo.
100%.
I will throw in a dry shampoo at day three. This is with straight hair. With curly hair, no. With curly hair, I don't like day one curls. I like, you know, and I like the body that happens at yes. day two. I like day yeah. two. I also don't mind the frizz of day two and day three hair. Mm-hmm. By day four, I'm going to be like, you know what? It's going to be a bun. It's yeah. going to be a bun. It's going to be a bun today. But then... on day five, I'd be like, okay, let's slick the bun because now it's starting to look rough a little bit. And then maybe I'll cheat two or three more days out of it because like, listen, once it's up, it's up. It's out of the way. Nobody can tell. Especially with curly hair, you yeah. tend to have a bit drier hair sometimes, yeah. right? Most of the time. So I will put in product that will kind of mimic the grease for me from the get-go.
Yeah.
But with straight hair, not so much, you know, I'm like, I'm still only going to wash it once a week.
Yeah.
Right. But then it's going to be up after
day three,
day four. If I have used dry yeah. shampoo on day three.
I mean, for those of you only listening, Hadnet has got some luscious curls, but mm-hmm. you have a lot of them. And if you've taken the time to straighten those, yeah, I'm going to yeah. get as much time out of that as I can.
You understand, mm-hmm. you know, but the thing is also, it's not as full as it used to be. So it's also like I've always had fine hair, mm-hmm. but I had a lot of it. Yeah. And now it's like still fine, but.
I have a funny something for you.
Go ahead.
And maybe somewhere in the comment section or somewhere, believe it or not, before I really felt comfortable constantly rocking short hair, I did that like once in a lifetime, grow your hair out.
Oh my God. How long was it?
I had hair down to my shoulders.
Okay.
I looked like the freaking Lion King because I had such a dense hair, like a lot of it. And from about my ear back, it was curly.
No way.
Curly.
That's funny. Would to have like two different textures
yes.
as well?
So when I would blow it out straight, I would have like Real Housewives of like Orange County vibes where it was just like big and voluminous. And like, I looked, I have to find this picture and we can post it somewhere so you can see it. But like, what a far 180 from like the little side cut that I've got going on now to like, you know, Lion King-esque.
So let's, I mean, we're going to have a full episode on hair care, right? Mm-hmm. But let's talk shampoo.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you get your shampoo, it works for you, be it every day, be it every other day, depending on your preference, depending on how much oil really or grease your scalp really does produce. Yeah. But also I know that theory from skincare, funny enough, that when you do cleanse the skin on your face, that you shouldn't really use a stripping cleanser, because even if you have skin that's more on the oily side, once you strip it off all the oils, your skin's just inclined to produce more oils, right? And then you're just gonna get oilier and oilier, right? So I could see how that's true, but we have an expert coming and she's gonna explain everything to us. But okay, say you found your favorite shampoo.
Yep.
Should you switch it up?
Like the hair has gotten used to the shampoo, I should switch.
You can also not answer that because we have also an episode coming up with myths, but
since we're there, I would say this might be an unpopular opinion.
Ooh, one of those.
But I think that's kind of boredom or like, I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. I do happen to work for a hair product manufacturer.
You just want to try out.
My bathroom looks like a straight up Sephora version of like hair. I mean, like it's disgusting.
I love that you said Sephora in a drugstore, because I would have been like, it's a drugstore version of
it. I have shampoos, conditioners, co-wash, dry shampoo, like styling products, whatever, in the cabinet, in the medicine cabinet, in the guest bathroom. Like they are everywhere. So I do it because I like the smell of some shampoo better, whatever. Mm-hmm. But do I think you need to change up your shampoo if it's working for you and you like the brand and what it does for your hair? No, I don't think you need to, but I will say this. If you have multi-textured hair or you're rocking curls and then straight or whatever, maybe an extra moisturizing shampoo with a little bit more slipping agents is going to be a great one for you to use on the days that you straighten your hair versus the days that you let the curls rock out and you need something that has more like humectants and protein to give your hair that break from being straightened. So in that case, then maybe a switch up in shampoo, but that's because of the difference of what you're doing with your hair after the shower.
Okay. Explain humectant for those who don't know what humectant is.
So the moisture is water,
right?
But you need additional ingredients in like a shampoo or conditioner, for example, like aloe vera, hyaluronic acid, which is a very skin-based, you know, care ingredient right now. You'll also find in hair care.
It's finding its way into hair care, which is really
skinification in hair care. Yep. So these other things that essentially draw moisture, into your hair, because water by itself, while I do know people with curls will do that in the evening and then like wrap their hair up and go to bed, it's not enough to like impart a significant amount of moisture to make your hair feel moisturized.
Right. So that's humectant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say you found the shampoo that works for the hairstyle that you're going to do, that works with your hair type.
Yep.
Something that works for you, to keep it short.
Yeah. Right?
And whatever you want to do. You're in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
How do you wash your hair properly?
Okay.
Because it could be just like, and then you're good. Or what is it?
Okay. So there are shampoos that are a bit thicker and concentrated.
Mm-hmm.
Some, you know, like higher end professional premium brands, you'll spend maybe $40 on a shampoo, but you need like maybe, you know, a small coin size in your hand.
Do not say pea size, because I hate that number. Like a uses a pea size amount?
Like
a pea size amount.
2 to 3 almonds size.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
This I feel more comfortable with.
So then what I would do, like if I had your hair, what I would do then is try to get that in my hands, throughout my hands as much as possible. specifically if you can in your fingers. Mm-hmm. And then if I were you, I would try to get that shampoo in towards the scalp, mm-hmm. which is where your oil is being produced. Mm-hmm. Likely, because of the concentration of the shampoo and how thick that is, it's not going to just lather and suds automatically. So what you'll do then is maybe like stick your hand under the water, take it back out, because then that water is going to kind of loosen up the shampoo. And then honestly, focus at like the root area and like a good like inch out, or like, you know, 5-6 centimeters out, mm-hmm. shampoo. And then as you're rinsing under the shower head, work the shampoo through your mid lengths and your ends, but you don't need to like
do that.
You don't need to like your ends, and especially yours, because you're curly and they have, they're farthest away from the sebum.
Right.
Don't need that stripping. And to say the opposite is true with conditioners, I would focus more on the mid-lengths and the ends and less at the root area.
So the longer the hair, the more you focus the shampoo solely on the scalp.
It's where you have what you want to get rid of.
That's where you have mm-hmm. most built up, or you also have it along the shaft?
Well, now if you're, I'm talking just like average hair that doesn't really have a bunch of products in it. If you have like products in your hair, like dry right. shampoos and right. waxes and creams or whatever,
right.
sure. Start at the root, focus at the root, and then like really kind of work it through the mid-lengths and the ends of your hair while you're rinsing it.
Okay.
But I don't think that you need, you know, a tennis ball size of shampoo and you're just globbing it everywhere and you look like a shampoo monster in the shower.
Don't. Okay. So also, and this motion that you just, no, like this.
Yeah. The rubbing your hands like you're starting a fire, mm-hmm. I don't think is good for anybody's hair.
Anybody's hair.
No, because it's not.
Okay. But so because what I see with men most of the time, especially, no, not men, but people with
shorter
hair, mm-hmm. right? Could be anybody. They're literally just going to go like this, and then they just put the hands to the head.
Well, I mean, now if we're looking at my hair, which is right. very short.
What, you're not I'm doing not really, all of this? You're not doing that?
I literally
that.
Have none on the sides of my head. So yeah it's kind of a one and done thing. However, mm-hmm. because my hair is so short, if I do get greasy or oily, it does make its way to the ends quickly. So that kind of, but even as somebody with short hair,
right.
I'm not aggressive with how I do it. Mm-hmm. I get the shampoo. I put some in my hands. And again, you want to like, I want to do this motion.
Right.
Distributing the shampoo. And then I put it on my head. And it's never the same as having a stylist shampoo you. Ugh. But I try to mimic the whole salon experience by massaging my own scalp and, you know, getting my hands in
Look
there.
At you.
A little self-care in the shower.
Little, right?
It's never the same, but I think it's also worth mentioning that when you shampoo your hair, and specifically short hair or long hair, you're focusing towards the root area. It is a great idea to massage and stimulate the scalp.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that, what do you think about those little like devices that you can now get that kind of like have like the spikes coming out
uh-huh.
and the massager, like you put them in they fit perfectly in your palm, and then you have the thing sticking out between your fingers, and then you go like this, and
yeah.
you know, is that any good?
I don't see any problem with them at all. It depends on the material they're made of, because
right.
I had one and I felt like it was pulling on some of my hairs because
okay.
it was like a rubber material.
Right.
And when my hair is clean, it's like somehow squeaky clean, and anything that causes that friction, it just felt like I was pulling out my own hair in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you love something like that and that actually does give you like a little massaged vibes in the shower, absolutely go for it.
The squeaky clean feeling that you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
is that something we should strive for when we're washing our hair? Because I think like back in the days, I kind of wanted that squeaky feeling. And at now where I'm right now, it freaks me out. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, ugh. It's the same with my skin, right? If
yeah.
it's like that squeaky clean feeling,
yeah.
freaks me out.
Oh, yeah. No.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe then I would say switch up the shampoo if it's not something new. I personally don't like it either.
Yeah. This is what I'm trying to figure out. Is it a question of preference or is that feeling really something that's just not good for our hair? Because if that feeling kind of like happens or we have that feeling, then we have done too much.
There are shampoos out there that are, I don't know how to put this, maybe a little bit more aggressive in the way that they clean than others. Mm-hmm. I think finding the right one for you is obviously the target. Mm-hmm. It does actually, yes, come down to preference. I don't like that squeaky clean feeling in the shower because I know squeaky clean feeling then turns into clean, limp hair for me.
I mean, unless you just used a clarifying shampoo, then obviously that's what you wanted, right? Then, you know, like you had, if you built up, I mean, I know people with finer hair, with finer straight hair, and also it's like finer hair, no matter the texture, will use a clarifying shampoo, I don't know, maybe every other week
or so, brilliant.
Something like that, you know, to just like get rid of buildup.
Yes, absolutely. And then, I would probably expect to have a squeakier feeling all said and done, but maybe it's my age and kind of understanding that my, like you said, skin is like squeaky clean. I'm like, ooh, I did too much.
Right.
If my hair and scalp are squeaky clean, I might've done too much. Then I play I'm putting moisture back into it to try and create some sort of balance.
Putting back moisture in the hair. This is where conditioner comes into play. Do we use conditioner every single time we wash our hair? Or let me rephrase it because this is going to be like, depends on who.
And that's literally what I was just going to say.
I know. So that's why I was like, listen, no. That's not the answer I want. Let me rephrase the question. Yeah. What type of hair textures and lengths require us to use a conditioner every single time we wash?
I would say you. Mm-hmm. Because if you're cleansing the hair, textured hair, in whatever way that moisture shows up for you, whether that's conditioners, spray leave-ins, oils that also have moisturizing properties, things of that nature. Yes, whenever you feel that you need it, which I would imagine is probably after every wash.
For me, yes.
Yes.
For sure.
Now I'm thinking of somebody who has like long, thin, fine hair.
Right.
100%. Yes, you need conditioner because this hair down here has been around the block and seen some stuff.
Right.
So I would say put conditioner where conditioner is needed.
Mm-hmm. So that means, as you said earlier, conditioner, you focus it on the
mid-lengths and ends.
Right, the oldest part of your hair.
Yep.
Right. So, and that's for everybody.
Yeah. Now, if I'm going to use conditioner, knowing that I don't really have mids and ends, you know, what I do for me is I will use a very, like a giant pea size, and I'll put it in my hair when it's wet, knowing that that excess water will dilute the conditioner, which is a whole nother topic that we can get into about. Do I wring out my hair before I put shampoo or conditioner? Do I do it really, really wet? Or that's
what
a whole
really
thing.
Is towel dry hair?
Right. Because like who in the shower is going to like reach for a towel outside of the shower and then wring their... If you are...
Right. Because I literally... Like, listen, I'm kind of proud of myself. Like, I'm going to put it out there. I'm kind of proud of myself that I have a microfiber towel at this point. Right?
Yeah.
Longer hair. Get your microfiber towel on. And then I'm like... If I have that somewhere close, right? It's around the corner, whatever, it's hanging up there. Then I will for sure do this. Maybe like press, kind of like squeeze out the thing, right? Maybe I'm lucky and I have this microfiber towel kind of close to me. Yeah. And then I will do that with the microfiber towel. But that's like, this is like, listen.
So I'd say for like...
because
the average person who's not like doing all the things, if you have hair that you want conditioner in, shampoo, rinse out the shampoo. If you feel like your hair needs more moisture, squeegee your hair, wring it out, even with just your hands,
that's
like wring
it
out, then apply your conditioner working from the bottom up.
Do you ever take it all the way to your scalp?
You can.
Say you have a dry scalp.
If you have a dry scalp, 100%, yeah.
Right.
And then honestly, that's when I would put the conditioner all throughout my hair and then really massage your scalp, like stimulate blood to the scalp, you know, get rid of maybe any excess flakage that happens because it's dry. The moisture in the conditioner will moisturize your skin.
Well. Right.
And fun little fact, in the wintertime, because I live in the north of Germany and it gets hella cold, like a lot, people think I'm crazy, but before I get out of the shower, I put hair conditioner all over my whole body.
You're kidding.
Because one, as human beings, most of us have hair all over our bodies in some shape or form.
Right.
And if it's conditioning your hair, it's going to condition your skin.
Interesting.
And if I don't feel like, you know, getting out of the shower and like sitting in a chair and doing lotion everywhere, it's just, I don't got the time. But I could do a quick little conditioner moment all over my whole body in the shower. And I'm telling you what, it makes a difference.
See, I could never, like, listen. Also, my mama would say some stuff if I didn't put in lotion after every shower, right? Because I would look like, I would look so ashy. And so funny, just so that you went on a little secret.
Yeah.
My kids and me, because I kind of like hammered this also into their head. You put lotion on your body every time you shower because nobody's walking around here ashy. Mm-hmm. So now when we see people that didn't moisturize their hands, they're going to be like, do we have some lotion? Because I think this person needs it. Maybe,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I keep a little lotion in like my crossbody bag in case my hands look crusty because it's a thing.
I
would hate
crusty.
To like reach out and hit an elevator button and look like, you know, a dinosaur.
No, but also you might be doing manual labor. Then obviously your hands are your tools.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
No shame in that. But interesting. So conditioner on your body and conditioner on your hair is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to wash out conditioner?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Immediately. Yes. Because conditioners, treatments, masks, things that are meant to do their job. And now, honestly, at least within the brands that I work with, our technology in 2026 is such that like you on the package, it says leave it in like 5, 10, 20 minutes, whatever it is, depending on what it is. Leave it in 5, 10, 20 minutes and then rinse it out.
Mm-hmm.
Technology has come such a far way from 1970 where like people are putting stuff in, leaving it overnight or whatever. So to get back to your initial question, yes, if it is a conditioner mask treatment or something of that caliber, you need to rinse it out because there are ingredients in those products that are not meant to stay on your skin for 12, 24 hours, however long you're sleeping to let that quote unquote soak in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to leave stuff in overnight fashion, make sure that it's a leave-in.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know kind of contradicts the point. You're like, well, yeah. I was going to leave it in anyway.
Right.
But if it's like a creamy leave-in or whatever, put some extra in, wrap it up, go to sleep. But yeah, if it's something that's meant to be rinsed out, rinse it out. Otherwise, you could cause scalp irritations that you could have avoided.
Okay. So it's not going to penetrate any deeper if you leave it in longer.
Right.
Modern and technology and formulations are so advanced that when it says rinse it out.
Yes.
Good sister, rinse it out. Yes. Rinse it out. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Because there is I had curly clients when I was full time behind the chair who would, I would condition their hair and they'd be like, don't rinse it all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
babe, I have to.
Because like, I mean, it could cause dullness, which is like the least of the worries, but like it could affect the color.
Interesting.
It could affect your curl pattern.
Right.
It really could. I've seen some stuff in my years.
This is the funny thing because I asked that because I think this is specifically a curly community question. Mm-hmm. I think no one with straight hair would ever consider leaving stuff in that is meant to be washed out because it'll immediately show up on your straightened hair in one way or another, right?
Even when I bleach my hair.
Right.
Like, I go for it.
Right.
I'm going to be like Elsa from Frozen. Like, right. I know every once in a while I do that.
And then you feel like you need to put something back in.
Yeah, I mean, like anytime you bleach your hair, it does disrupt the naturalness of it all and like the healthiness of it, regardless mm-hmm. of how great the bleach is. And so I feel like I do need conditioner all throughout my hair. But like I said, like I'll put something in, rinse it out, and like my hair feels normal again.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
On the subject of moisturizing, right? So we have conditioner and we have masks. So we're like nearing the end, right? There's a big debate about the order of things because there's like this whole thing about like a conditioner will close your cuticle, mm-hmm. then your mask can't penetrate. So you need to put in the mask before the conditioner so it can penetrate and you wash it out. And then you have the conditioner because it's going to close your cuticle. So, okay. So let's
look at me. I'm like repositioning.
Because listen, I am one of those people that have everything in the shower. Yes. I have like literally like a shampoo. I have a conditioner. I have a mask. And then, I mean, sometimes I just do one or the other and because I can't be there, I cannot sit in the out shower for like 20 minutes unless I'm taking a bath and that never happens.
Right.
Not in this economy. You know, who's saying, no. So, take me through the order in which I am supposed to take things.
I will say it largely.
And can I, one more thing. Yeah. And can I use them interchangeably? Like a leave, like a mask and a conditioner. Do they do the same thing?
So let's take the top three that most people are probably familiar with. A leave-in, spray conditioner, a conditioner, and like a treatment or mask.
Right.
It largely depends on the brand that I would say when it comes to the treatment or mask. Mm-hmm. Some treatment and masks are meant to do the unseen work, if you will, meaning it goes in, it's doing the bonding, it's doing the repairing, it's doing the proteinizing. It might have a moisture content to it.
Mm-hmm. It might be preserving your color.
100%.
If you have a specific color.
Yes. Some... Mm-hmm. are meant to do the hard, unseen work, but don't necessarily give you that really slippery, cosmetic-y kind of, you run your fingers through your hair and it just feels like satin.
So there's no instant gratification here.
Some do, some don't, though. I would say a conditioner is like the middle of the road where it has some moisture, protein, depending on the conditioner and the brand that you're using.
Right.
But it's also going to provide you that slip because that's traditionally what conditioners do.
And that's exactly what I expect a conditioner to do.
100%.
Right.
Now, a leave-in is a leave-in, but will likely have the lightest amount of carrying ingredients and weight in terms of what shows up in your hair.
Because no matter what your hair, you don't want it to be weighed down with by whatever product that you put in. Right.
So if I have, you know, longer bleached hair, it's like, it's been around the block, it's been balayaged, you know, overlapped a few times or whatever. And I really feel like my hair is struggling. Wash day, I'm in the shower. I've shampooed mainly at the scalp, rinsed and let that run through the ends of my hair. I didn't focus shampoo on the ends. Then I will take my mask and apply it where needed, not necessarily everywhere. If it is a mask that's going to do a lot of intense repair because that's what its job is and it's not necessarily for the slip, you know, I'll do my shampoo first, then I'll put my mask in, then I'll brush my teeth.
Interesting. Wait, and then you're going to hop back into the shower to wash it
out?
You're
brushing teeth in the shower. Girl, I'm saving time now. Come on.
Then I'll rinse the mask. You're like TikTok. Nobody got time for that.
I'll rinse the mask out. And if I feel like I need some extra slip, I'll put my conditioner in and then maybe shave my legs if I were a lady. And then when I'm out of the shower, I'll do the leave-in. So you can do all three if your hair needs it.
Right.
But I would say by and large, treatments and masks are things you do every other or third time you need a deeper conditioner. Otherwise, a regular conditioner in combo with a leave-in is probably going to be your regular, moderate, every wash day kind of cadence.
Right. I mean, we're going to get into the whole like after wash care, in our episode when we talk about hair care, because mm-hmm. we have that also coming yep. up, right? But oof, this was quite the ride. Ian, I was like, okay, because when you tell people like we're going to do a whole episode on washing, it's like, what is there to talk about? I am sorry, a lot, okay? A lot, as you just heard and maybe even saw. Ian, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
That was such a pleasure. I mean, so much to take away from this episode. So many tips for like all kinds of hair textures and hair lengths too.
Yes.
I mean, I'm still skeptical about the whole conditioner in the shower thing, but you know what? If you like it, I love it.
I would say the takeaway for this episode is it largely depends on your preference.
Right.
What your scalp is giving you to mm-hmm. deal with, mm-hmm. and then really like what you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Like, I don't know that there's any set rules, but whatever works for you, which I know is going to be a frustrating outcome for
a lot of people. No, I think it makes absolute sense.
Good.
Absolute sense.
Perfect.
And I hope you can take that away from this episode. Thank you so much for being with us here at Gossip Curl. We're going to see you in the next episode. Thank you. And thank you so much, Ian. See you soon. Bye.
Gossip Curl, the podcast about all things hair. With me, your host, Hadna Tesfaye. A podcast from Henkel Consumer Brands, brought to you by the Global Hair Upskilling Team, produced by Bose Park Productions. Executive producers, Manjana Dietrich, Sue Holder, and Chris Guse. Editor, Ian Mayer-Marsalek. Production, Fabio Lautenschläger. Project Management, Miki Sitt. Hair and Makeup, Rania Abdurrahman, Ariel Tross. Styling, Romina Mann. If you like Gossip Curl, please subscribe to the podcast, hit the notification bell so you don't miss an episode. And while you're at it, leave us a review and tell all your friends about us.